DDP Yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP Yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and I'm back here on DDP Radio Live. Don't know how long I'm going to actually be here because I'm leaving to actually head to the WWEPC, the World Wrestling Entertainment Performance Center down in Orlando, because on Friday, I'm actually going there Thursday to see the show. I'm going to check in with a bunch of the new guys that are moving up the ladder in the WWE, and then Friday, Billy DeMott, a lot of you will know him from Tough Enough or back in his wrestling days as Hugh Morris or Billy D, amazing guy and a really good buddy of mine. He called me up about 3 weeks ago, and him and Triple H were talking and wanted to bring DDP yoga seminar into the boys, so I'm going down there to train about 70 of the guys, all these freaking crazy, man. So I want to thank Sparky and Stacy and Robert for continue to keep the DDP Yoga Radio alive and kicking. And I've heard some really great shows. If I'm cruising around, catching a little piece of them here and there, and you guys really doing a great show. How you doing tonight, Spark?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, bro. Thanks, man.
And how about you, Stacy?
I'm doing great. I just did mixtape. And I posted a healthy recipe to StacyMorris.com. It's what I had for dinner tonight.
Awesome. Now, wait, I got to ask you, Stacy, because I'm talking to, who was I talking to today about you? And we got on the whole sugar thing. I was talking about how you'd transferred over to doing the whole Terry thing. And it was Brenda. I was talking to Brenda. And she said that I saw a recipe with her for one of her sweet goodies. I said, well, I don't know. I have to ask her, are you putting sugar in your recipes that you're putting up there?
No, generally not. I'm pretty much doing, I give the options. If you want to do sugar or coconut palm sugar or agave, I did do one yesterday for the gluten-free population who still eat sugar. It was a gluten-free version of, remember from childhood, remember the oatmeal scotchies?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. So that's up on my Facebook blog, the Hungry for the Truth blog. So I do, I don't blog as if everyone is off sugar like me, so I mix it up.
Well, I think that's brilliant, because then you can, it's like when I make one of the protein shakes that I'll put up on DDP TV, I'll put it up like, okay, here's the one you want to make if you're trying to cut calories and have a meal replacement. But if you're trying to gain weight, and a lot of people are coming on that are doing DDP yoga, they're trying to put on some weight. So I'll say grab a big handful of almonds, because most people know that an ounce of almonds is 170 calories. What's that, like 10 almonds? It's 170 calories.
Yeah.
Well, I throw like a big handful of those. Robert, how you doing today, bro?
Not too bad, man. Finally getting back to full strength.
No, it's cool, man. It's good. So, I got to tell you, last night, you know, because I always go on, and if something catches me on Team DDP Yoga, you know, I'll read that blog sometimes. I'll leave a remark. But Liz, who is going to be our guest tonight, she's going to be our guest center tonight, am I correct?
Yeah.
That's right.
Liz is here.
Did you guys see this, the 15-minute plank? Did anybody see that besides me?
Yeah, I saw it, and I heard she had to do it a couple times.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I'm not going to give her full credit on a complete plank, even though I know she can do it. I know she can, because she was rolling into side plank time, which is so crazy challenging. I challenge anybody to try to do it anywhere. I can't get over 7 minutes and 10 seconds on the plank right now. So I thought I had it. I thought I had it down, and then she blew that out of water because I know she was like 7:37 or 7:40 or something when she went rolled
wow.
over on the side and rolled back. But 15 minutes on the plank, that sort of like got the wind out of the sails there. But I thought it was awesome. You know.
I feel shredded just hearing all this. Oh, God.
So I just want to tell people, next week I'm going to come on, I'm going to host the whole show from beginning to end, and I want everybody to come up with what's their you know, going into Thanksgiving, you know, what you're thankful for. So think about that. And I'd love to hear you guys call in next week, and you know, we're going to take some of the call-ins. I want to hear what people have to say, what they're actually thankful for. I will tell you one of my favorite stories ever about being thankful, and Robert, remind me of that so I don't forget. For any people who have never heard that story, it's a really awesome story. And then, you know, what maybe you're looking to eat that maybe you don't think you could eat before. Maybe there's a modification that Stacey will have, you know, because I know Brenda does it all the time, too, as far as, and so does Brittany. My daughter Brittany, she'll take a recipe and, you know, un-GMO it, you know, and put the real food in there in place. So if you're looking for that next week, let's talk about that. But I also want to remind everybody that December 7th, I will be heading up to Dover, New Hampshire. Now, Sparky, did you know that's where I'm doing the DDP Yoga Seminar, and we're almost sold out. I think there's only maybe 10 spots left because, you know, we pretty much jammed it out there. I got to thank Mikey Mullins. You know, Mike actually lives in Dover.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he went out and actually papered the town, too. He went around and hit old school wrestling stuff, you know, like you go out and you paper the town for where the wrestling show is going to be. You know, he papered the town that DDP was going to be doing DDP yoga there in Dover, New Hampshire, at the it's the Kettlebell. What's the exact name? Cause I'm not sure. I'm going so many different places. Robert, will you look that up for me?
Yeah, Seacoast Kettlebell.
Seacoast Kettlebell. Yeah, and Stacey, you're coming. You and Bill are coming over, right?
Yeah, Bill and I are coming, and Mike said that Boston Bad Boy is going to be there, and Dave Orth.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, one of the things I'm going to just drop on you guys. You know, my girl Brenda and I have been together for a little while now, and one of the things, this is all about how you overcome adversity, and we're going to talk about this. I talked to her about it today, and I didn't say I was going to say it on the show, but she just came down with breast cancer. And, you know, it really, you know, and she's the strongest woman, forget woman, person I ever met as far as you know, just getting hit with a monster adversity. Because when people say, oh, man, life sucks, man, I'm so depressed. And the first thing I say to them is, you got cancer? No, hell no. Why would you say that? Because that's a problem. Like, that's a serious fucking problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, you know, say again, Mark?
I said absolutely.
You know, but, you know, it's, again, it's how do you look at that problem? You know, what... Because the most important thing is you moving in a positive direction probably more than ever at that point. You know, and then the hardest part becomes telling your kids, your family, because everybody, you know, people immediately, boom, break down immediately, you know, and start crying or whatever. But, you know, it's like that our job is to like, no, it really, it's not that bad because we caught it early. And, you know, whatever the story is, I mean, in our case, that is the truth there. And we're going to show people and talk about it, you know, openly, you know, as we move forward on this journey. And, you know, I couldn't feel any better that we caught it as early as we did. And, you know, and then from there, how do you deal with a positive nature? And people were saying, how do you stay positive? How do you do it? Well, we're going to show you. You know, we're going to talk about it as we go through the journey of what we're doing and what she's going to have to, you know, as the woman, you know, with breast cancer, how she's going to actually deal with that. And I think she's going to be unbelievable, and I think she's going to inspire millions of people, you know, that do have to fight with that big C, you know, to deal with that. And, you know, I just want to throw it out there now because I didn't want to bring it up coming into Thanksgiving, but the, you know, positive side, we've been very grateful for it. We caught it really early. And then we're going to show people what direction, because it's her body. You know, I've thrown a lot of stuff out at her, and a sponge picking it all up and just sucking it in. And, you know, we're going to share probably next week, you know, what direction. And then eventually I'll bring her on the show, and then we'll go back there. Because I know we're wanting to hear, well, you know, what do I do now? Like, boom, you know.
I think that's so cool that you're both choosing to be open about that, because you are going to encourage a lot of people who are dealing with similar or even lesser adversities, you know. And you can apply all these principles like the SmackDown and how to fight emotional gravity and use the lifestyle to combat it.
And you just nailed it right there, Stacey. You know, it is all about it. And that's the number one reason I bought Giver. It's, you know, that one thing we have learned, you know, because there's been a lot of reading and studying and watching films, and the one thing that is the number one, like, what they inject in your body when they want to see if you have cancer, it's a sugar. Because sugar, cancer immediately goes and grabs sugar. That's, like, the number one thing, like, boom, like, It's cheese to the mousetrap. So, you know, it's very important for her. Like, she has cut out sugar, you know, from her diet. And that's just, you know, you want sugar or you want to die. Okay, let's take it in between there, you know. Like, sugar maybe is not that important. So, some people, it's like Terry, you know, Terry Lang has to eat GMO-free. No wheat, no dairy, no soy, no corn, nothing that's been genetically modified, or she'll get really sick. I do it out of choice. So it is much easier for me to do it, because if someone gets sick, it doesn't really matter. If it gets in the Terry's diet, well, then it really Fs her up. You know? Mm-hmm. So she has to really be cautious when she heads out. But again, it's, you know, showing out there Arthur's, you know, God, we're just under 60,000 hits away from 10 million views. That video, you know, just helped inspire one guy, and that guy has inspired millions. But it's our whole team here on Team DDP Yoga. There is nothing I'm more proud of than the universe of the people on Team DDP Yoga that help each other. Because people will call me and they'll go, my God, you told me to go join that site, and everybody's so friendly. It's like they really care. I go, they do. You know?
Yeah.
So that is such a huge, like, you know, between Robert and you, Stacey, and Sparky. I know, Sparky, you're like a madman on there. And, I'm really grateful to all you guys for doing that, you know, and because it just really shares, you know, the like-mindedness. And again, it's how do you get over adversity? Well, you know, we're just faced with another adversity. It's like we got knocked on our ass. We got back up and kept moving forward. Like, what do we do next? You know, and knowledge. Do not be afraid of knowledge. And on that segue right there, I'm going to drop this back over to Sparky and the lovely Stacey and my boy Robert here, because I know we got a really great guest coming in. So you guys take the ball, run with it. And next week when I come on this show, please have a story, what you're grateful for. Focus on the things that you are grateful for as opposed to what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. That will be the theme for next week. Love you guys. See you next
All
week.
All right. Thanks, Dallas. That's a good plan. Yeah, gratitude's always a good plan.
Attitude of gratitude. That's how to be the happiest person on the planet. Mark Miro, that's his thing too, man. There's a reason those two guys are so happy and so successful. With all they do, because they appreciate everything that they have, not what they don't. But I know we have our guest on the line, who I've been calling her Awesome Liz because of the stuff that she's been doing lately. She's totally diesel and rocking everything out. And like Dallas mentioned, that with a 15-minute plank that she just pulled off and posted up in it's in the Warriors in Training group right now, if you go and look at it. And she's been posting a couple other videos. She's got a funny video up there where she did a little spoof on yoga and yoga routines with Christina Russell. And that's pretty cool stuff. But Stacy, you had an amazing write-up that you did in an interview with her, and she's come through such a long journey, and we're proud to welcome Liz to the show. What's going on, Liz?
Hi. I hope I can live up to the intro. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Stacy, it was funny because I got the email blast, and Stacy does so much great work doing the initial interviews. She gathers all the information. She writes up a really good blast to get you guys hooked on it coming to listen to the show. So she said a little bit of your bio, and then right before the show started, she said, "Hey, I just sent you something about Liz, and I got a full bio, blow by blow, year by year, of what you did when you sort of you went way back to the things that influenced you from the time of your birth."
Yeah.
And there's some amazing stuff in there, and I just don't know where to jump in. But maybe just say, you know, how did you get here to DDP Yoga?
Well, I mean, the short story is that I got here via the Arthur video, like most people. I started in April of this year, which it seems like a very long time ago now, but it really isn't. But I guess just how much I've changed in that time has sort of kind of distorted my perception of how long ago that was. But the sort of the longer story is that I was just always a bad eater. I was never active. I was so reluctant to do sports. I mean, I have told every lie possible to my gym teacher, who probably would have no clue who we were talking about if you mentioned my name to her. And I just was very, you know, and I thought that people were born to be healthy athletes, and I thought that other people were born to not be active or capable of it or capable of getting... I thought my arms were special in that, like, I could do 6 billion curls and that they would never get toned. I thought my body didn't do that. And that's sort of how I was for a long time. And bit by bit, I kind of got more and more depressed about it. I would, like, you know, you see healthy people around you, or attractive people around you, and you're just like, all right, this isn't going to happen for me. And you just kind of give up, and then, you know, age and metabolism and injuries all start piling into that.
You said from the start also your eating habits weren't that great. There was a lot of sugar and
junk
some processed food. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair to my parents, there was a home-cooked meal every night, and in Ireland you just can't afford, I mean, we couldn't anyway, you just couldn't afford to eat out anything above, you know, once every 2 months maybe. So, the vast majority of my dinners were home-cooked. But, like, in those days, you know, lunch, every kid in my class, their lunch was a sandwich, and then maybe two fun-sized chocolate bars and a bag of chips and a juice or a soda.
Yeah.
And that was just sort of the dumb thing. And I've got a brother that's 21 years younger than me, and I remember a note came home from the school saying, the children are to bring salads, and there's no more white bread allowed in the school, and there's no more candy allowed in the school. And, like, just the sort of perception is changing now. But I grew up in a generation where chocolate and chips were a perfectly acceptable staple of your lunch bag.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, I can totally relate to that, because I feel like I came to DDP Yoga sort of in the same state, Liz, because I was never super athletic. I was tall, so I got to play basketball, and I benefited from my height.
But yeah.
Other than that, it's like exercise wasn't my thing. And I can remember going down to the penny store and just buying loads and loads of candy and just sitting there and sucking down pixie sticks and chocolate bars and all kinds of, and that was just what we did on a Friday and Saturday night.
And it's funny that you say that, because, I mean, even from a young age, I feel like the bad eating habits, because, like I said, every kid was eating that lunch, but they were then going and doing some sports, whereas I was right there with you. I was taking every single cent of my pocket money and converting it into junk food. And I had if I had money, I would convert it into junk food, and I would have it eaten by the time we had walked back from the shop, whereas my friend might have bought, my best friend in childhood would have bought a magazine or would have bought, you know, something else. So there was always that sort of underlying behavior with me.
Yeah, so some of the other stuff that kind of hits me there is because when you were kind of doing that, and some kids do that, and you said, like you said, some kids do hop into the athletics, and they kind of counterbalance it. But since you didn't have that kind of started to impact you as far as how you were developing. Did that hit you socially, mentally, and start to wear you down at a younger age?
Yeah, it absolutely did. Like, I mean, like I said, my friend Laura, who was my best friend when I was a child, was, because she didn't eat quite the same amount of junk as I did, and she didn't, she did a lot of activities, like her mom had her in a lot of classes. So she was always very thin, and just by comparison, and I wasn't fat then. I mean, I was, you know, I just wasn't as thin as her, and I just always felt like I was the least thin girl there, and that did impact me. And it, you know, that, I mean, you know, when you start getting into the teen years and, you know, becoming interested in the opposite sex and whatnot, like, that really had a huge impact. Like, I just never felt like the cute one. I never felt like I just never had that kind of confidence. Go on.
No, it sounds like things changed a bit when you came to the States for college. Is that when you discovered some of the, because I relate to this too, is some of the extreme forms of exercise and DVDs and kickboxing and things like that that you tried?
Yeah. Yes. So, when I came to the States, the first thing I discovered was the extreme portion size, which then led me to... I mean, it was funny when I remember the first time I ever went to Applebee's, and I was like, oh my, like, I was nearly feeling sick, and I had like 3/4 of the meal left. But over time, my capacity to eat a whole portion became like, oh, well, let's have dessert. I'm still kind of hungry.
Yeah.
And so then I discovered, you know, that I was piling on the pounds a lot quicker than they had sort of come on during my teens. And so then I started doing all these workout systems and gym memberships and just everything. And, yeah, like, I think the first, the biggest one for me was I tried this thing called The Firm, which is, it's sold over infomercial. And they've sort of moved away from it, but when I did it, they had this 16-inch step, and you would put weights on your shoulders and step up and down onto it like 20 times in a row.
Oh, I remember that. Oh.
Yeah. Well, my knees kind of just cringed even as I was saying that. Because that caused a lot of damage. Like, when you're overweight and you've never been active and now you're doing these high-impact workouts as your first go-to, that's just not going to be a
good.
Sorry?
I was saying your knees were probably screaming at you.
Yeah, I mean, but unfortunately at that time, because I'd never done workout, I mean, my initial thing was like, oh, well, maybe this is what exercise feels like. And then as it started becoming really bad, and like, you know, I would have to sit a couple of weeks out because my knees were so sore, and then I was just like, oh, I must not be doing it right. And so I would keep trying it and just, you know, of course, making matters worse and worse and worse.
And this was all, and you started this all when you were in college?
This was when I was in grad school, so this all started when I was around 22.
Okay, so 22 is when you started to think about sort of, okay, I'm going to rehab myself in some way, right?
Or just even it occurred to me that, like, exercise would be a part of getting thin.
Gotcha.
And I started trying to incorporate it. But like I've said time and time again, I would always go at it for like a month or two, and then I would be either injured or I would just burn out.
Yeah, and
then I'd be like 6 months off the wagon.
Burnout's huge. I didn't experience burnout because I'd never really exercised until I started doing DDP yoga. burnout's a huge part, I think, of everybody's journey, not only when they try a couple things, but even when you get into one thing. But it took you a while and a few burnouts, because if I'm reading your list, you had the Firm, Tybo, Pilates, Weight Watchers, diets, and Gaia Yoga, and P90X.
Yeah.
So was there something common about all those that either caused you burnout? Was it because they just seemed like such a short-lived program, or did it seem like tackling those programs as opposed to DDP yoga, they kind of put you in sort of a mindset and a body set where you had to sort of rush through it to get it done?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was definitely, there was like a lot of times where you couldn't keep up. You had to feel like you said, you were kind of like rushing through this thing. Another aspect of burnout with it was, I mean, and P90X is the main culprit I'm thinking of here, was just the massive time suck. Like, you're meant to work out six times a week for an hour and a half each. And I discovered P90X after I had my daughter. So that's just not feasible for me. Like, it just could not fit into my life. And then one of my P90X attempts, I got injured out. I was bouncing around in the plyometrics workout, and I don't know, knees acted up again. So,
wow. And so I just want to throw it out there. We're on with Liz Collins, and she's an awesome member of Team DDP Yoga who is talking about her story tonight. And if you want to talk to her or call in, the lines are open, 347-994-1216. That'll get you on the telephone. Robert will pull you in and we'll pull you on the line. Or if you have a question and want to hit us in the chat, you can go to ddpradio.com and that'll take you to Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see the chat there, and there's a ton of people in there just talking it up and whooping it up in there, and either toss me or Stacy a question. And right now I think we're waiting for Stacy to get back in. She got dropped somehow.
Yeah, I think I'm back.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back, yep.
Okay. So we just went over, Liz caught us up through college, and we were just talking about the burnout from the other workouts, and, you know, she just came through, and I think what she kind of passed over is that some people might not notice if they just jumped into Team DDPO and looked at the story. You're also a mother in doing this.
Yes.
Yeah. And that adds a whole other dimension when you're a parent and you're caring about your family, also trying to fix yourself while you're trying to, you know, make your family better and get them to a better spot in life.
Yeah, and actually on top of that, I just got put on preventative medication for my migraines, so that knocks out the morning. So my daughter doesn't really take naps anymore, so trying to fit workouts in around that schedule kind of was a thing, and early morning was an option, and I was going to get in on this early morning after I ran the half marathon, but I can barely get up in the mornings anymore, so it's all workout and evening now.
Oh, wow. So, man, there's a ton of little tidbits there. I don't know which to hit on first. So, I mean, for a lot of people, let's finish out the burnout part of it. So you went through all these things. You hit P90X. You found out that pushing yourself like that can get you the injury, especially, you know, if you're already burnt out and you hit the injury, it's almost like you have to walk away from it because you got to take the break. So
yeah,
you saw Arthur's video and you came to DDP Yoga, and now that you've been here, which, like you said, it feels like you've been here for a long time because you're such a valued member of the team. You got so much knowledge and so much energy. What gives you that energy about Team DDP Yoga that makes it so different?
Team DDP Yoga is the answer. Because like all those other systems, you don't have any support. And like, whereas I shot an email to DDP last night, I got an email straight back. I'm constantly chatting with Christina over Facebook or over whatever. Stacey and I go back and forth on stuff. And then just the multitude of members on the website itself. And, you know, when you're feeling like, you know, there was days where, like, I had diamond cutter sort of planned or double black diamond, and I was just, like, you know, feeling very tired. I haven't had the injury thing because DDP Yoga is better in that way, but I've certainly had days where I have no energy. But I'll hop on the chat room and someone will be like, hey, Liz, just do the diamond dozen or do energy or do something. And, like, that kind of keeps you going. And, I mean, all the support and questions and stuff. And I mean,
it just helps to be part. I don't think I'd be able to maintain what I've maintained for, like, 3 years without being a part of a group where we're all moving in the same direction. It's like we've created this vortex of positive energy, you know. And I never could sustain that when I used to do it on my own before. That's why it never really lasted.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. One of the things that I like to tell people is that, well, we're all moving in that same direction, and we all have that same mindset to be positive, like Dallas was talking about, and we kind of know a goal. I think there's so many different people that are different than you but also can be the same as you that can help you at different steps of your journey. And mm-hmm. and people are so willing to share that part of themselves that can connect you and help you to push you forward. I think it's really special. I don't think you find that anywhere else where people are willing to give pieces of themselves to make sure that you move forward.
And as a comparison, I think I wrote about this somewhere, but when I was doing the firm, I found one of the firm's instructors on Facebook, and I shot them an email. And I think I was just, like, asking for advice about something. And, like, I didn't get any reply, and I mentioned it to my friend, and she was like, well, they've got that sort of like their Team DDP Yoga, their online club, but it was a paid subscription. And so my friend's like, well, they're not going to reply to you because you're not paying in. And, I mean, I had already spent, you know, thousands on their equipment and systems at this point. And it just, as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, you're absolutely right. And I kind of felt, like, really cheap and used. And, you know, contrast that with how freely and how much of DDP's time he must be giving to everyone. Like, if I just look at the emails and conversations I've had with him, multiplied out by God knows how many other people. And it's just, you know, it's just that sort of... It's just this very genuine place, and it really helps you just kind of feel like you belong somewhere. And
yeah, it's definitely from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just the connection that's here. You know, like you said, other places can sort of be so cold. It's almost like a business, and it's like it's one of the things that Dallas has made as a community, and I think. You know, he's so proud of it, and if he wasn't, he wouldn't pop onto the show when he's got so much going on with DDP Yoga blowing up. Like, he's tried to stop in every show and at least spend some time here because he knows that's what's important to everybody. I actually have a question, Liz, that was filled to me in an email, but I think it's something that you could probably speak to from your experience. You ready to take a question?
Okay.
Okay. This is from a new team member. His name's Josh. And he was writing me, and he was talking about how he's had shoulder and elbow issues because he used to lift weights back in the day, and was talking about having some pain and stuff associated with him. And I know you mentioned you can't come through an injury. He thought, you know, what could he do with DDP yoga if he needs to move forward even dealing with some of those injuries?
Okay, so the question is, how should he work around those injuries with DDP yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's one of the few body parts I haven't injured. I mean, for me with my knees, it was like there were poses that were difficult to do. And so there's so many modifications you can do. For me, the catcher to thunderbolt was always a little tricky when I was first starting out and I had really bad inflammation. And, I mean, or the jumping dogs. I would just modify them. I wouldn't go down as far. And bit by bit over time, you know, those things will get stronger. And, you know, but just like DDP has said himself, like, pain is pain. So, like, if something is hurting you, that means you're aggravating that injury and you should stop doing that particular movement. The other movements you do over time will strengthen up that area, and if you just stop kind of inflaming and aggravating that area, let that injury sort of settle down a bit, and you'll find that as long as you're not doing, like, high-impact stuff outside of DDP yoga, that injury is going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I know somebody who's come through, who people know, Nolan Bobbitt, who's been dealing with a shoulder injury, and he's, you know, he's taken a little step back and has taken it easy, but with DDP yoga, it kind of teaches you that you kind of make it your own, and you can work around it. But as you keep doing it, you can build strength and rehab that injury pretty quickly.
And the other thing is, I mean, with the Team DDP Yoga, there is a group for every body part. Like, I was in the knees group for a while until my knees got better. You can really hit up some great advice. My knees were kind of making a weird noise, so I went specifically to that group. This is a concentrated version of TDP yoga of people who have all gone to their doctors with their various different knee injuries. And so, you know, I was like, hey, does this sound familiar to anyone? And I got some feedback. So, you know, I'm sure there's a shoulder injury group on Team TDP yoga, and someone there might have had the same injuries. They can tell you, hey, I did this move more, I did this move less, or I modified this way.
Absolutely. If there's somebody out there who's dealt with that, and there's a lot of people also who have had injuries, like Dave Worth and Doug Steffen. Actually, Doug Steffen, I think, has been completely rebuilt at this point.
He's the bionic man.
Through injury and surgery. But those are people who also prove that coming through with some injuries or going through some surgeries, you can definitely rehab and rebuild yourself. So we also have a caller, Robert tells me, so why don't we go ahead and hit that. Who do we have, Robert?
It's the 605 area code.
Hey, guys. It's Travis. How you doing?
Hey, Travis.
Hey, bro.
Hey, no, bro. I called in when Christina was on last week. I thought it only fair that I call in this week when the other hardcore sister is on the phone and show my support. So.
Absolutely. I would have been upset otherwise.
Yeah, no. You talked about, you mentioned the shoulder injuries sort of stuff there. Because a few months back I had kind of injured my shoulder. Taking a fall and everything there, and the workarounds with it here is, just being light on the shoulder. It depends. I guess it's going to really kind of depend on the injury and what range of motion that you have on your shoulder. But if you do the simple stuff like the going to the safety zone, going to the down dog and everything, if you're just, work those, two moves back and forth a little bit to work that range of motion back into your shoulder, you're going to actually rehab that shoulder to really get that, you know, get that stretch back in there and strengthen those muscles.
Yeah, and similarly, if you're like if doing the full 3-time push-up hurts, like stay in plank. You're still building strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So,
which I can definitely attest to.
Yeah, for the knees, you know, that's the knees. The other chronic part for people like me that you do a lot of knee bending or bend your knees and everything to get down low for throwing somebody or a technique of some sort. There's plenty of videos out there that Dallas has out there on working your knees out there and just kind of going back and forth. And right now I'm a little muzzy headed at the moment here, so I can't think of the actual stuff here. But just you're trying to work the flexibility back your knees, just sitting back on your knees, just a little bit at a time. You'll work the strength back into the knees. You just work it just a little small increments.
So slow but steady.
Yeah, slow but steady. Yep, exactly. Okay. Otherwise, you're absolutely right. Pain is pain. Don't push it. I don't want to push it too hard there. You just kind of relax and ease your way into it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Liz, do you have any more marathons that you've got coming up, or are you?
Yeah, I am. I was signed up for the Wisconsin Half Marathon, and I said, why not just go for it? So I phoned up. Very nice guy helped me out, and I upgraded to a full marathon, so that's going to be in May.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I want that on my bucket list, and I'll probably do. So I did the Prairie State, which is in October, but I didn't want just to wait until October of next year to run a full marathon. I mean, I'll definitely do the Prairie State again next year because it was a really nice marathon, but I wanted to get a full one under my belt quicker than that.
You're talking late May or whatever else, and most of the snow and the ice melted off by then, right?
Yeah. It's southern Wisconsin. It shouldn't be too bad.
shouldn't be. Not, we're not talking South Dakota by any means.
No, that's pretty cool. I think it's pretty awesome, all the stuff you do, because you've combined so much stuff to build all this stuff. When you started, Liz, and now you got into DDP Yoga, we kind of talked about, how you started to pull yourself through it. Now, you had a bunch of goals when you started. And you listed your original goals, and you had 3 of them.
Yeah, they
Talk
were
about how you transformed those 3 goals into the mega list. As I read down day 30, 60, and 90 of all the goals that you hit.
Yeah, they. When I started, I've hit on this before, but when I started, I wanted to get down from 192, which is where I was at, to 172. And I had never lost more than 10 pounds on a system. So 20 pounds was like, that was me dreaming big. Like that was, kind of reach for the stars and hit the rooftops kind of goal. So I was sort of expecting to lose maybe 10. And I'd never kept it off either because I would crash and burn and go straight back to pigging out. So whenever I had lost 10 pounds in the past, I would end up 15 pounds heavier. And so then I wanted my knees, because of all the damage the previous systems had done to my knees, I wanted DDP Yoga to not hurt my knees any worse. That was kind of, again, that seemed like an improbable goal. And then I wanted to not burn out after a month. That was kind of, so by day 30, that last goal was obviously shut to hell because I was still with it. And by day 50, 40, I think I was already at 170. And I was, you know, it's like, okay, I guess I'll aim for, you know, a healthy BMI. And then I hit that goal, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll aim for the weight I always wanted to be when I was a teenager, which I never was. And, you know, and I kind of always felt like, remember when you were like a teenager and you'd go to your mom and you'd be like, hey, can I have $10? And she'd hand it over really easily. And you'd be like, can I have $2 more? Yeah, sure. And you're like, can I have another $5? Like, I kind of like...
You had a generous mother.
Yeah, no, I'm this is the hypothetical mother. I felt like with the original goals, I was pushing my luck.
Yeah.
And so going back and kind of like every time I typed them in, I was like, am I tempting fate by even typing this? And then, you know, obviously I ran the Warrior Dash, which is a pretty, it's like a 5K with some pretty serious obstacles. So like, I mean, you know, and so that's as regards the knees goal. And I was like, you know, when I first started DDP, I said that I could not get up the stairs without wincing in pain. Like, my knees just hurt that bad. Like, I described it to my podiatrist as like, it felt like someone was driving a sword through my kneecap. It was like, so obviously you're not going to be running around doing any sort of, you know, any race in that kind of position. Mm-hmm. And so it rehabbed it really quickly, even with all the modifications I had to do because of it. So
just in a matter of a few months, right?
Yeah, that was, the Warrior Dash was well before my day 90. So that was, that was within a month or two.
And what are you doing in terms of food to support all this wonderful, you know, the transformation that you've had in less than a year?
So getting rid of the gluten was such a huge part. And the funny thing was, when I first started DDP, I was like, okay, I'll do all these things, but I'm not doing that. That's like, you know, I don't have celiac disease. That's ridiculous. And the difference to my knee pain that made, because it's this very inflammatory substance, whether, like, we're all allergic to it. Celiac disease is just a specific allergy. I was vegetarian, and then I was like, okay, well, let's see what other inflammation we can get rid of. So I did the dairy-free thing. And then eggs always kind of freaked me out, so I just was like, all right, that's the last thing standing between me and being actually vegan, so we may as well do that. Because that was not a hard thing for me to get rid of. And, I mean, really for me, and particularly when I was doing the marathon training, which was a bit more rigorous, I calorie count so that I know on rest days, I know that I'm not overeating, because that would be my... I still have that in me. And then on, you know, days where you're doing a long run of 10 miles, you need to make sure that you're getting enough protein and enough food. So I kind of have a very scientific method about it because, I mean, I am a scientist by trade.
That's crazy stuff, man. You know, the one thing I wanted to hit and kind of go back to, because I think I hear this from a lot of people, and, you know, it's one of the things I think I had when I started DDP yoga, was kind of scoffing at gluten-free, dairy-free, and just like, oh, you know, people who don't eat, quote, regular food are just talking crazy. So
right.
What kind of got you sort of to that point? I know you mentioned, you know, hey, the inflammation and stuff's better, because things get better when you remove that from your diet. Inflammation went away for me in terms of, you know, having acid reflux and having some other things going on that completely disappeared when I took it out. But what was sort of the moment that flipped the switch for you to say, okay, I'm going to go gluten-free and dairy-free after thinking, you know?
I'm sure there was a specific moment, but there wasn't like a moment of clarity. So funny you mention, I did always have heartburn, and that went away. So, I mean, I wasn't even trying to get rid of that, but that went. I've always been, particularly since I started with DDP yoga, I've been very interested in learning about the food we eat and the science of it. And I just was reading a lot about how, I mean, the amount of gluten that is in the food supply right now compared to, you know, when our grandparents were growing up,
mm-hmm.
it's in so many more foods now. So we're just getting hit at with it. Like, so our grandparents had the same sort of, you know, inflammatory response, but they just weren't getting, they weren't eating as much of it. Like, they would eat bread and pasta, sure, but they weren't getting it in, like, everything else. Whereas we're just getting hit with this inflammatory response all day long. And that's why we're having, you know, these bloating issues, these acid reflux, or, you know, exacerbated injuries. And so it was just a case of, like, the more I started reading this, I was like, okay, he actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
so education for you is kind of a big part in saying, okay, let me look at, you know, my scientist part. I'm going to prove why he's saying this is so good, and then you did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So I'm going to throw it out there because, man, this show is flying by. We're 10 minutes left. You are listening to DDP Radio with Robert, Stacy, Sparky, and our special guest Liz from Team DDP Yoga. If you got a last-minute question or you want to pop in, please pop it in the chat and let us know you're out there.
I want to point out, Liz has a great blog, and she just changed the address of it. Can you let us all know what that new address is, Liz?
Yeah, it's LizDDPYoga.com.
And your bio is on there, right? You have a very
yes.
inspirational life story, and you can just go to her blog and get every detail.
Yeah, and I just put up posts about, again, the science thing. I was comparing my yoga mats, and I was comparing regular push-ups to three-count push-ups, and I put up a thing about how to survive the holidays was my most recent post, I think. There's a lot on there.
Yeah.
And you're going to be going away. You're actually leaving the country for the holidays. Do you have any game plan as to how you're going to keep on track when you're in Ireland?
Yeah, I do. I've got a lot of things I'm going to be doing. I mean, this might sound awful, but like one of the things I will do is I will be lying. I've told people that that gluten triggers migraines because. For me, and so they've stopped trying to like convince me to eat gluten. Another thing I'm doing is I'm going to continue the calorie counting. I have a pretty strict, I'll prepare my own food. Like my family was like, oh, what should we feed you? And I was like, don't worry about it. It's easier for me to just do it this way. I'm bringing a set of measuring cups with me because that's how I do my food here, and it'll be how I do my food there. And I'm bringing my jogging stroller with me because Ireland hopefully won't be as cold as it is here, so me and the kid can go out for a couple of runs while I'm home.
You're going very well prepared.
Yeah, it sounds like you got
the plan. I have to kind of go in with a plan because I'll be home where all the delicious childhood treats that, you know, when I'm homesick you think of mm-hmm. are... They're all there, and it's, you know, the holidays, so it's, you know, it's really, it's, you know, the temptation's there. We're all in that winter hibernation mode.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Holidays are a great time to really stay connected to the community because, you know, a lot of us are going to be immersed in family dynamics and gatherings, and people aren't going to get us necessarily. And they might not necessarily appreciate that we're eating a little differently. So it's a really good time to stay connected to those who are, you know, on a pretty similar path.
Oh, absolutely. I said, you know, I'm going to be on Team DDP Yoga, and I put out an accountability thing on my blog. Like, and I was like, look, if I disappear, email me and figure out where I am. Like, you know, I want people to come after me if there's too much radio silence.
that's pretty cool.
Okay. So,
we actually got a question for you that came out of the chat from George. George wants to know how you actually liked doing the 15-minute plank, and then as a follow-up to that, if someone beat you, are you up to the challenge?
Ah. So first off, actually, I'm so glad I was given this segue. So DDP obviously did not. I sent him my second 15-minute challenge, but I sent him one last night. That's the one where I was going into the side planks. And he sent me an email back saying, you know, that's very cool, but, you know, you cannot count this as a 15-minute record for a straight plank because you did the side planks. So I redid it today, just a straight plank, and I sent that to him, and I put it up on Team DDP Yoga. So I, as far as I know, and we'll wait for him to sign off on it, I have the record as it stands. I am insanely competitive, so I probably would try to get the record back if it got taken, because I'm just a child. But how do I like it? I it's weird, like I'm cursing it, and then it's really great feeling when you're done. I mean, and that's kind of a lot of physical things. And I love this sort of challenging. Cliff Abel and I have really gotten into a sort of tete-a-tete at this point. And I love that about Team DDP Yoga, the kind of competition, and it's always in a very fun way.
Yeah. It's always super healthy stuff, because I like to, you can choose not to do the challenge, you can choose to modify the challenge if you want to. Cause have you noticed, Liz, a lot of the questions in the challenges in WIT are like, should I do this, can I do this, and there might be from people starting, and everybody's like, yeah, just do whatever you can to get it done.
Yeah, I think one of the September put up she was like, well, if I do it all in a 24-hour period, does it count? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I was saying, you know, my plan is to do, the challenge we're talking about is what we're calling the Ironman challenge this month, which is where we do all of pack one in a sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us have extended that to be like, well, let's do all of pack two, or let's do all of, and we're going to do all of the October challenge videos as an Ironman challenge. And I mean, Travis put in a video, so there's no way I could do that back to back with anything else, because he's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some crazy stuff in there, and I think it's awesome. We've had and I mentioned him before, Doug Steffen did that a while ago, and I know how challenging. I haven't done it. I haven't approached it yet, even though the challenge is up there. And, you know, you mentioned, like, the healthy competition. I think that's one of the coolest things about Team DDP Yoga, because I can get on there and I can be so happy to see people doing awesome things, even if I haven't done them. It doesn't make me upset that I haven't done it, but it makes me so inspired to see people doing that, you know, who are going above and beyond themselves, because it's not actually that you have to go do that exactly what they're doing, but it's you can see that people can go outside of themselves and outside of where they believe they are and push themselves beyond, you know, where they're at right now. And I think that's one of the most inspiring things about Team DDP Yoga.
And bringing it back to that point about the burnout, like, I mean, that's a huge part for me, is like having these kind of competitions and having these, you know, again, seeing someone else challenge themselves and being like, hey, I'm going to get on and try and maybe push a little further than they pushed us. And because, I mean, yeah, sure, you should do exercise and yoga to better yourself and whatnot, but sometimes you don't have the energy for that. But if you can be like, you know, I'm going to beat Cliff at plank,
yeah,
you can generate the energy for that. Or, you know, I want to be the first one to do this, or I want, you know, you can, that can really help spur you on when otherwise you might have just been like, ugh, I don't feel like doing yet another this workout again. It's early morning on a weekend. I'm too tired.
Absolutely. That might be a good time to sort of start bringing us back to the close, because we're at 10 o'clock. Man, this show flew by. I want to get a few shout-outs there for Dallas, because as he did mention, he's going to be in Dover December 7th, but he's also having a ultimate workshop in January 18th. So you can get into that, both the workout and the ultimate workshop, which is an extended version of the workout where you stay and it gives you a history of everything. And you can go to the fancy site that Robert just redid recently, ddpyogaworkshops.com, to check it out. And then he's heading up to Wixom, Michigan, January 25th, back to Funk Fitness, where I think he's been there a couple times before. And you need to check him out there if you haven't checked him out yet. And as always, the challenge is still on, ddpyogachallenge.com, because we're going to have a couple more winners. And actually, Robert, that next winner should be coming up next month, right?
Yeah, it should be coming up real soon.
Yeah, so we'll have the next winner from that, and then that's going to go on the rest of the year till the end of the year, and that's $5,000 in that. So it's a person who inspires, who does the workouts, who's putting their heart into it and inspiring others. And you have a certification out there that Yoga Stock's doing, so you can check all that out on Team DDP Yoga. A lot of the are on ddpyoga.com, and a lot of that's there, and it's also on teamddpyoga.com. So is there anything that you got, Stacy, that you want to throw out there?
No, I just want to encourage everyone to check out Liz's blog and website, lizddpyoga.com. She's a great example of the little guy getting ahead. And by that, I mean someone who is not 100 pounds or more overweight, but she's clearly shown us that it can be just as much of a struggle, even if you're dealing with like 30 pounds and you're in a destructive cycle. Liz really maps out how she got out of it, and it's very inspirational.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I definitely
you're
say
welcome.
So.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, definitely thanks for being here. You have an awesome story, Liz, and people should check that blog out at lizddpyoga.com. If there's something that you want to leave with the people, just go ahead and drop it.
Well, just thank you. And I'm definitely on Team DDP Yoga and there to help. So shoot me any questions or just say hi.
Awesome. Right. When do people start need to chase you down? When are you heading out to Ireland? So we have to keep tabs on you?
So pretty much the month of December. And the worst part is my husband's not even going to be there, because he is actually very supportive of this, but he's going to be here in the house, so because of his work. So, yeah, definitely chase after me, because I have a two-year-old with the support system.
And honestly, two-year-olds can be the greatest support system. Kids are awesome.
Yeah, except she's well into the let's eat candy peer pressure.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll definitely keep after you. I'm sure we'll see you online. And if we don't see you into December, I'm sure there's plenty of people in the Warrior Group who are going to be coming after you. Robert, you got anything else?
I'm good, bro.
All right, guys. Well, Liz, thanks for coming on the show and laying down your story and some inspiration for everybody. I want to thank Dallas for, once again, allowing Stacy, Robert, and I to sort of be your hosts on this show and to help steer you guys and steer us in the right direction. And also thanks to Travis for the call and to George for the questions in the chat. So once again, it's been DDP Radio. It's been a pleasure. And when the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Wow. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.